view balances and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop The Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Back at the Panther Pavilion here on the campus of Greenbrier High School. Both teams getting their last-second instructions respective coaches before they come out onto the floor. Looks like Greenbrier is actually ready to break their huddle. Mountain Home still there on the sideline talking with Josh Fulcher. Now they come out onto the court. And we are ready to get this game underway. It looks like it will be Devin Clark jumping center for Greenbrier, and David Waymire is going to be trying to win the tip for the Bombers. As official comes to center court, the ball is up in the air, and the tip is won by Mountain Home. They'll be moving left to right in this first half. Peters walks the ball across the timeline. Ball goes over to Bashirs on the right side. Over to Cruz now on the left. Now back up top to Bashirs. Now Peters has it between the circles. Back over to Cruz on the left wing. He'll throw it up top to Bashirs. Over to Peters on the right side. Back to Bashirs. Once again to Peters. Greenbrier starting off in a man-to-man defense. Peters throws it over on the right wing to Bashirs. Down in the corner to Deechee. Deechee's going to drill towards the paint. His pass is knocked away, stolen by the Panthers, and back comes Greenbrier. Mountain Home starting off in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Clark, who's drilling into the lane for the layup. Ball goes off the glass, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Hunter Bashirs. Peters across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Cruz on the right side. Looking for Waymire. Now instead gets it to Deechee at the free throw line. His jumper, good. And Mountain Home strikes first. Garrett Deechee with his first 2 points of the night. 2-0 Mountain Home on top. 6:50 left in the first quarter. Into the front court comes Greenbrier. The ball goes over on the left wing to Clark. Now up top now to Attili. Over on the right side now to Tomey. He's going to drill down towards the lane. Finds Tomey in the lane for, I'm sorry, Tilly in the lane for the layup. He can't get it to go, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Peters across the half-court stripe, drills to the left wing. Gives it to Bashirs in the corner. Back to Peters. Now he's going to dribble towards the elbow. Goes cross-court to Cruz over on the right wing. Up top to Bashirs. Over to Deechee on the left side. Finds Waymire on the low block. He's going to go up for the layup. Up and in. David Waymire with his first 2 points. And Mountain Home up 4-0 with a little over 6 minutes left in this opening period. Tomey is going to walk the ball into the front court for Greenbrier. He will throw it over on the left side to Brown. Now over to Wilson. Now Tomey has it on the right side. He will give it to Brown near the free throw line. Back to Wilson. He's going to try the long three. In and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Peters. Back come the Bombers with a 4-0 lead. Peters into the front court. Drills toward the right wing. Throws it up top to Cruz. Cruz thought about the three. Now gets it back to Waymire on the low block. Another layup off the glass and in for David Waymire. He has 4 points. 6-0, Mountain Home leading at 5:20 left in the first quarter. Here is Clark into the front court, has it on the left wing, throws it up top to Tomey. Over on the left side now goes to Brown. Over on the right now to Clark. Clark dribbles towards the top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Ball rebounds tipped to Garrett Deechee, and back come the Bombers. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball leading 6-0. Peters across the half-court stripe, dribbles to the left wing, now goes to the corner. Cross-court, dangerous pass, but Hunter Bashirs is able to get it on the right wing. Takes a screen from Waymire, throws up top to Deechee. Over to Peters on the left wing. Peters gives it to Cruz. He's going to try it for a three on the right side. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Tanner Tilley, for the Panthers. He will get it to Tomey, who crosses the timeline with it over the right side. Ball goes down to Brown in the corner. His jumper, good. Grant Brown puts Greenbrier on the board with a little less than 4.5 minutes left of the first quarter. 6-2, Mount Zion leading it. Peters into the front court, throws over to Cruz on the right wing. Ball pass to Waymar on the low block. His layup no good, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 4:08 left in the opening quarter. That foul is on Tanner Tilley, his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Greenbrier here in the first half. So it will be a two-shot opportunity for David Waymar. First free throw is up and in. One more free throw for Waymeyer. Second shot is up, rolls around and goes in. He's now 2-2 from the free throw line with 6 points, and it's 8-2, Mountain Home on top. With a little over 4 minutes left in the first quarter, ball goes into the front court over on the right side now to Brown. Up top to Tomey. Tomey takes a screen at the elbow. He's going towards the lane for the layup, and no, they're going to wave it off, and he didn't make it anyway, but it was an offensive foul. Against Tomey, I guess he used his forearm a little too much. That is his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Panthers here in the first half. 3:55 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading by six. Peters drills to the right wing, now goes down to the corner, finds Waymar on the low block, and he has the ball knocked away from him, stolen by the Panthers. Back comes Greenbrier. Here is Tomey with it on the right side, throws it to Brown. Over on the left wing now to Wilson. Wilson will give it to Clark near the elbow. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. May have drawn a little bit of contact, but no call. Waymar gets the rebound for the Bombers. 3:22 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the ball, leading 8-2. Peters dribbles between the circles. Over to the right wing now. Up top to Bashirs. Over on the right side to Dici. He's going to pull up for the long two. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Brown for the Panthers. Brown into the front court. He has the ball on the right side. Tries to throw it to Tilley. Tilley was just cutting a little too far, and the pass was wide of him. And Mount Home comes up with a steal. Second turnover of the night against Greenbrier. Here's Peters into the front court. He's going to drill down into the lane for the layup. Actually, they're going to wave the basket off. It said the foul was well before the shot. It is going to be on Grant Brown, his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Panthers. 2:48 left in the first quarter as Juwan Clifton, Kobe Dunlap, and one more sub came in for Greenbrier. That was A.J. Matthews. Cruz will inbound it to Waymar on the low block. He's going to put up the shot off the glass, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Matthews for the Panthers. Here is back on the other end, going up for the three-pointer. Dunlap, he can't get it to go, and Mounts Home comes up with a rebound with a little over 2.5 minutes left of the first quarter. 8-2, Mounts Home on top. Peters back the other way. He's going to throw it to Dici at the free throw line. He puts up the jumper, a little short, no good. Rebound controlled by the Panthers. Back quickly they come. Here is Tomey into the front court. He has the ball on the left wing. Up top now to Clark. Over on the right side now goes to Clifton. Clifton dribbles toward the elbow. Now it gives it to Clark, who's going to pull up at the jumper from the free throw line. No good. Long rebound by Cruz, and he's going to be knocked. Oh, no, they're going to call him for the travel. I thought he might have gotten a little nudge there from A.J. Matthews, but I guess the officials didn't see it that way as he hit the floor. 2:07 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home gives the ball back to Greenbrier as they lead 8-2. Clark inbounds it on the near sideline. Ball goes over to Tomey on the right wing. Over to Clifton. Now on the left side to Dunlap. Dunlap will find Matthews, who goes back to Dunlap. Going in for the layup. No good. The rebound is chased down by Clifton. And Greenbrier is going to set back up. Ball's over on the right side with Dunlap. Ball goes now to Clifton in the left corner. He's going to drill out to the wing. Going to pull up for the three-pointer. Right over Dave Waymar. Misses everything. And the rebound is controlled by Garrett Dici. He'll throw it to Peters across the timeline with it. Gives it to Cruz on the corner. Back to Peters on the wing. Between the circles now it goes to Dici. Dici's going to dribble to the right side. Up top to Cruz. Over to Bashirs on the left wing. Bashirs will give it back to Cruz now on the right side. Over to Dici now. finds Waymire on the low box, going in for the scoop layup on the left-hand side. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Clifton for the Panthers. 108 left in the first quarter. Clifton has the ball at the right elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, but draws a little contact from Garradici, and he'll head to the free throw line. Dici picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the first half against the Bombers. So it will be Juwan Clifton at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and good. Austin Tomey is going to check out of the game, replaced by Cole Lynn. Lynn is a 5'8 sophomore. Clifton's second free throw is good. He gets both. He now has 2 points. And now for Mountain Home, Luke Jackson going to check into the game as he replaces Hunter Bashirs. 104 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with the 8-4 lead. Peters will bring the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over on the left side to Jackson. Jackson dribbles to the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Jackson with his first 3 points of the night. 11-4, Mountain Home leading it. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Clifton. He's going to try for the three-pointer to answer, and he does. Juwan Clifton with 5 points now. 11-7, Mountain Home leading it. 33 seconds left in the quarter, and Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the period as Peters gets it across the timeline. Peters drills through the left side. Now gives it up top to Cruz. 15 seconds left. Cruz has it near the half-court stripe. Throws it back to Peters on the far side. Now Peters drills between the circles. Drills to the right wing now. 5 seconds left. Peters thought about three. Now gives it to Cruz in the right corner. He's going to try for the three. In and out. No good. And that's the way this first quarter is going to end. Well, after 8 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 11-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
On the line, I have Yolanda from the East Side. And who are you love Jonesing for?
I just want to make a vow to the love of my life.
Well, go ahead, sweetness.
I promise to never leave you again. I'm back for good, because nothing compares to you and that special sauce you've got.
Ooh, that's...